InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, October 6th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you for joining us on this emergency Sunday transmission. The globalists are out in the open. Their plan for world government, their plan for medical tyranny to own your body, their plan to build a post-human world in their own Club of Rome, WEF, UN words. This is a mad scientist death cult, but humanity is winning. Elon Musk is on record. He believes we're winning. I know we're winning. General Flynn, Tucker Carlson, the list goes on and on, and more people are joining us every day. When I first got on air 30 years ago, almost no one knew about the New World Order. Almost no one knew about their globalist technocracy plan. But now, it is the hottest main issue in the world. Before, it was an academic thing. People didn't even know about it, maybe 1%. Now, humanity understands the threat we're facing. And the globalists are in deep, deep trouble. Last night in Butler, President Trump, Elon Musk, the most epic Trump rally yet. It was electric. We covered it live. Millions and millions tuned into our stream. Hundreds of millions to Trump and Elon Musk. Trump has now surged to 11 to 14 points ahead of Kamala in Pennsylvania in mainline polls and the betting averages. This is a landslide we're witnessing. It will overpower their election fraud. But they're going to hit us with the intimidation and the censorship and the attacks, the attempted assassinations. They're going to go absolutely crazy. So when we come back after the short segment, I joined a bunch of stations. I'm going to go over all the biggest, most important, latest news. I'm going to play Elon's incredible six-minute speech last night and more. And then yesterday, I taped a big, in-depth special report on the state of the world and where we are and the fact that we're winning, but how the enemy is going to strike back. That is the bottom of the hour. And then we'll continue on with myself and Chase Geyser and the calls and the clips for the next 4 hours tonight, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. But remember, you are the Paul Revere's. When you decide to share the live links from Real Alex Jones of the feed, when you decide to share the links from Infowars.com/show and banner video, it changes the world. We are so close to winning. We've turned the tide, but the enemy is throwing everything they can at us. Populist, anti-globalists are being elected everywhere. The UN is the most hated organization in the world, then the corporate media, then the establishment parties. We are winning. But for those of us at the tip of the spear, those of us that are doing the most important work against the enemy, we're being targeted. The front lines, the tips of the spear, are under massive assault. And that's why, to be victorious, it is vital for you to pray for my broadcast or the broadcast like it and to support it. We'll break down later how the enemies of freedom are moving even quicker to try to shut us down now before the election. We've survived a lot of attacks. People just kind of like, oh, he'll survive this time, but this is the biggest. So I need your prayers, number one. And I need your support at realalexjones.com. I want to thank all of those that made donations to our legal defense. We have to have that. We continue to hold the enemy off while we expose their operations. But I can't do this without you. You're the reason we've had so much success. And this is history happening. I want to thank all of you that have supported, but I want to encourage those that haven't. This is your opportunity to be part of history. These are epic things happening right now. It's not like I'm up here just saying InfoWars is the tip of the spear. The enemies of freedom hate us more than basically anybody else out there except Trump. And so that's why I need your help. I can't do this without you. So I humbly ask you again, please go to realalexjones.com and please make a donation at Give, Send, Go that goes to the legal and the ongoing operations to keep the transmission up no matter what the globalists do. Now we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back, and I'm going to get into the really positive news and the negative news and everything that I think we need to focus on and more tonight straight ahead. But whatever you do, share the live links now at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. History is happening now, and humanity is winning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
For humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, October 6, 2024. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Ladies and gentlemen, the main message I want to first get out front is this. We are seeing devastating victories against the globalist, the entire New World Order, BlackRock corporate system right now. Elon Musk is reaching between 500 million and a billion people a day with his messages and videos and interviews. He sounds exactly like yours truly. Not because he's following what I say, though he does listen. It's because I've studied the globalist blueprint and their attack plans and their own documents, and we're now deep into the assault. We're not in Agenda 21 beta test. We're in operational now. So it makes our job a lot easier because these people are trying to take everything you've got, control your body, your children, your borders, your currency, your sovereignty. This is absolute evil, but they are being rejected all over the world. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I taped a very, very special breakdown of this that we're going to be airing coming up at the bottom of the hour in just about 26, 27 minutes from now that I'm begging you to stay tuned for and that I'm begging for you to share. We're also going to be posting it at Real Alex Jones on X so you can share it. Because again, you're not the tail, you're not the head, you're not the ears, the legs, the guts, the heart, the brain, the eyes, the soul. You're the whole dog. You're the whole wolf. And when you hunt, we win. Dog don't hunt if you don't realize how important you are. Now, I want to hit some of the news. I want to introduce Elon Musk last night in Butler. So powerful, most powerful Trump event yet. But here's the news coming in. Trump jumps 14-point lead over Kamala in Pennsylvania Polymarket betting odds after triumphant return to Butler. Polymarket is the most accurate system other than Rasmussen, ladies and gentlemen. This is so huge. The system is in total panic mode. He wins that. He wins it all. We'll put some of these maps that I posted up on X out for you to see them in HD or they're at Real Alex Jones. So the system's panicking. Hillary came out 2 weeks ago and said, get rid of the First Amendment. John Kerry came out and said, get rid of the First Amendment. The New York Times said, get rid of the First Amendment. Get rid of the damn Constitution, they said. Hillary came out again. This video's coming up later. Chase Kaiser and myself are going to play it and break it down. And she said, quote, they're losing total control if they don't take over all of the internet and free speech and silence everyone. They've already been doing it covertly. They've been caught in the congressional weaponization hearings last year and this year, and now it's out in the open. This is desperation. Look in Germany. They just started a few years ago. Now they're winning all the major regional elections, and they just won the parliamentary election, but it takes several to get in full power. But they're now the biggest party in Germany. AfD is the most powerful party in Germany. It's a nationalist conservative party, kind of like mainline populist. And now the leftist parties have combined forces to ban the AfD in Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Again, total, complete desperation. Gandhi said, first, tyrants ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they attack you. Then you what? Win. Win. First they ignore. Then they laugh. Then they attack. Then you win. Incredible. New big national poll. Majority of voters believe cheating will be probable in election. Despite all the brainwashing and establishment, it's not working. The gaslighting, once people are awake, is backfiring. Elon Musk warns, if we don't get Trump in, $35 trillion U.S. bankruptcy is imminent. And that's what the big international rating firms like Moody's and others say. The head of the unelected EU just came out. We have this video. And said, we must follow the plan for limits to growth in the Club of Rome through the WEF for deindustrialization and depopulation. Ursula von der Leyen will play that clip coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is just absolutely epic what's going on. Now, I want to go to the short but powerful 6.5-minute speech of Elon Musk last night in Butler. And if you want to share it again, it's up at Real Alex Jones and it's at InfoWars.com. And I'm going to come right back and cut right to the heart of the matter straight ahead. Here is Elon Musk, 100% in the fight for Team Humanity.
Come on up here, Elon. He created the first major American car company in generations, and his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA. Well, first of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here. And, you know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So, who do you want representing America? Yeah, absolutely. And I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You've got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting. I still can't believe that's real. So how are you supposed to have a proper election if there's no ID? It's just meaningless. And free speech. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Yes. This is a must-win situation. Must win. So I have one ask for everyone in the audience, everyone who watches this video, everyone on the live stream, there's one request. It's very important. Register to vote. Okay? And get everyone you know and everyone you don't know, drag them to register to vote. There's only 2 days left to register to vote in Georgia and Arizona. 48 hours. Like, text people now. Now. And then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. Nothing's more important. Nothing's more important. So get everyone you know. Everyone. So I'm speaking to people out there. Everyone in the crowd, I think, is already convinced. For people out there that are watching the video, watching the live stream, you need to get everyone you know, at work, your friends, family, text groups, your social media, everything, get them to register to vote right now. Only 2 days left for Georgia and Arizona. Only a couple weeks left in Pennsylvania. And if they're not registered to vote, it doesn't matter at that point. Register to vote. I'm being repetitive for a reason, okay? So nothing is more important. And a lot of people think maybe their vote doesn't count. Well, it does, okay? It does. It matters. And this election could be decided by 1,000 votes, 500 votes. It could, a tiny margin. So get everyone you know to register to vote. I believe it's swapthevote.com. I believe that's the site. And double check that your registration is good. Don't take it for granted. I'm just being repetitive about this point because it is the one takeaway, more than anything, that will matter is getting those registrations and then getting everyone you know to actually vote. That is what will decide this election, especially in Pennsylvania. So thank you. And honestly, you want to just be a pest. Just... be a pest to everyone you know, people on the street, everywhere. Vote, vote, vote. Fight, fight, fight. Vote, vote, vote.
Thank you.
All right, we're about to go into deep news blitz, clips, analysis, the latest on the hurricane. Now we're like day 11. Total FEMA stand down confirmed because all the rural areas are going to vote Trump 80%, so they're trying to shut that down. Axelrod, top Democrats are laughing, admitting it. They're doing a horrible response and blocking aid on purpose. It's all insane. But the bottom line is this. Ladies and gentlemen, the fighting spirit has now been ignited. Why the globalists hated America so much is they knew we might remember who we came from, that we don't come from cowardly people. We come from strong people. That's why we're the apple of the world's eye. People wanted to come here for more opportunity and more liberty and the wild, wild west and the maverick spirit. And that spirit is indomitable. It's the spirit God gave us once it catches fire and has caught fire. But that said, before I get back to the other news, the enemies of freedom know they're coming to an end. Their own white papers admit there's a global realignment. Hillary says they're losing total control and are about to lose. You bet they are. So, the Justice Department, the CIA controlled by BlackRock and the Carnegie Endowment, look it up, openly have said they're just going to harass and sue and attack and use lawfare. And if they can get Alex Jones, they can get Elon Musk, they can get Trump, they can get you. Because Trump always says rightly, they're not trying to get him, they've got to get through him to get to you. So that said, it is an epic moment to have all the corruption and the federal and state courts trying to shut me down. And we can stay on air if we have people power. If we continue to pray, continue to support, continue to spread the word. That's what they fear. They want to distract me with all these attacks that are ongoing. They filed in court, try to get the order to shut us down now on the 16th of October. It could happen any day after that. So I'm battling that right now with top people, and it costs money. And then they are in federal court trying to stop us being able to sell to a Patriot group, and Soros is coming in trying to block it. Regardless, I'm going to keep fighting. But I need your support. We are winning, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what InfoWars has done. Think about what I've been able to do with your support. Please keep me in the fight at this critical time. Please realize that we are at an epic crossroads, and it's going to be your maximum effort at every level that's going to win this. And I can't think of a place better to support in the fight than InfoWars or President Trump or Elon Musk. Well, they're doing okay money-wise right now, though they're embattled. They're trying to kill Trump. Guaranteed they'll try to kill Musk. Musk took my advice and tweeted when I said it and said he's doubled his security. That said, I reach a lot of people, but I'm junior, and I don't have the backing they've got. I've got your backing. So I need you to go to our Give Send Go account and make a donation for legal defense and to keep me on the air one way or another. Without you, we can't do it. You make the decision to do it. And those globalists that are desperate to shut me down as a symbol and to silence me are going to be so pissed off. Break their will. Take action. I want to salute those that have donated at realalexjones.com. You go to realalexjones.com. It takes you right there where you can donate. Real Alex Jones. And then if you want to back the operation and what we're doing, and regardless going forward and keeping this crew with us because we need them to put out the reports and the research and the documents and just to churn out the massive resistance, I need you to go to our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with the incredible t-shirts, ball caps, supplements, so much amazing stuff being added right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance in the fight. Would you back Colonel Travis when he asked for help? Would you back Paul Revere or George Washington? I'm not comparing myself to those people, but that's the position we're in, and that's how the enemy sees me. They see this operation as important. They're obsessed with taking it down because they know we've got their number, because we're a focal point for all of you and the guests and the researchers and the journalists, and how we boost as a mothership all these other groups and organizations, and they understand that's my mission, and I can't be bought. And I can't be intimidated, but I can be shut down if you don't back me. I'll never sell out. I'll never give in, but I could give out. So please support me at thealexjonesstore.com and get great t-shirts and products to spread the word, and where you can donate at realalexjones.com. A lot's going on behind the scenes, and I want to win, and I want to stay in the fight, but I can't do it without you. Think about your ancestors and what they did. Freedom is not free. And it will cost you so much more if you don't invest in this fight now, if you don't at least spread the word, if you would, and do your own shows and do your own podcast and call in the shows, do whatever you can, and go to city councils to speak and run for Congress, run for mayor, whatever. But I'm just saying, I believe humbly we need to be backed. So I humbly ask you for support at thealexjonesstore.com and for donations at realalexjones.com. Okay, to the full transmission and so much more straight ahead. Thank you so much for joining us. Now the ball's in your court.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host this evening, Chase Geiser. I will be on the air until 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That is approximately 3.5 hours from now. In about 8 minutes or so, we are going to show you a major new report from Alex Jones. It's about 30 minutes long. It's probably the most important report that I've ever seen Alex Jones release. It's currently up on his X at Real Alex Jones. But we're going to be airing it for the radio listeners, the viewers online as well, to make sure that everybody can see this important report. Because it is more important now than ever that you support Alex Jones by going to realalexjones.com and donating to his legal defense and expenses fund, as well as by going to thealexjonesstore.com and purchasing any of our amazing t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and other products. We're going to have some amazing new product launches this week as well at thealexjonesstore.com. But we know that they're coming after free speech, and Alex Jones is the one in the way. It's not him that they're really going after, it's you. He is in the way, just as it's not really Donald Trump that they're going after in terms of compromising freedom. It's you that they're going after. Donald Trump is just in the way. So I would say that Donald Trump is to America what Alex Jones is to free speech and truth and the right to broadcast whatever your opinion is worldwide. And if you don't believe me that they're trying to come after your free speech, if you don't believe after looking at these countless court documents and court filings and lawsuits and this lawfare against the likes of Elon Musk or Alex Jones, just watch what Hillary Clinton said this week in clip number 8. She melts down, says social media companies must censor content or else we lose total control. Jamie White did a great job of covering this on Infowars.com. Let's watch clip number 8.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
And not only are they trying to compromise our freedom of speech and our freedoms at the most fundamental level, whether it's the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, if you look at what's happening to Alex Jones or what happened to Edward Snowden or Julian Assange, and the 13th Amendment now with their attempt to make Alex Jones a serf of the state in their neo-fiefdom, they're also just totally opening up all the borders. We've seen the response, and we're going to get into the details of what's going on in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and other places as a result of this Hurricane Helene. I'm told that another hurricane is brewing and on its way toward Florida as we speak as well. But more illegals have been caught in the northern border sector than the prior 17 years combined. Let's watch this shocking timeline. Fiscal year 2024, Swanton sector apprehended more undocumented migrants than the prior 17 fiscal years combined, thanks to tips from you, and thanks to this crisis that is unfolding right before our eyes. And what's really amazing to me about this is, while we have this border crisis, while we have this economic crisis, while we have this freedom crisis, and while we have this hurricane crisis, I'm going to show you clip number 48 here in a second, we have reports coming out from our own government that Ukraine desperately needs power. We have Vice President Kamala Harris. Last night, she got ratioed into hell. 46,000 comments to 14,000 likes on one of her posts. The most viral post I think she's ever posted. She says, quote, "The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. I am concerned about the security and well-being of civilians suffering in Lebanon and will continue working to help meet the needs of all civilians there. To that end, the United States will provide nearly $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon for essential needs such as food, shelter, water, protection, and sanitation to help those who have been displaced by the recent conflict. This additional support brings total U.S. assistance to Lebanon over the last year to over $385 million. She says this as if it's a good thing, all in the context of videos like clip number 48 being aired by this administration. Let's watch.
I'm here in an energy substation in the western region of Ukraine. This substation provides enough power for around 500,000 residents of this area. I'm standing in front of an auto transformer that used to provide power, but that Putin's forces destroyed back in 2022. As we head into winter, knowing that Putin is intent on attacking critical infrastructure, USAID is doubling our investments in replacing auto transformers that have been damaged or destroyed, and in providing protection to the energy infrastructure that remains. Thanks to the support of the American people, USAID is working with Ukrainians to keep the lights on and the heat going this winter.
Unbelievable. So we're giving millions upon millions of dollars to Lebanon. We're supporting Ukraine. We're supporting Israel. And we're funding Iran at the same time. We're leaving weapons behind in Afghanistan. We're totally disregarding our northern border. And FEMA is absolutely neglecting all hurricane victims by virtue of the fact that they are Trump supporters. We're going to have a massive report from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. Make sure you stay tuned for that after this message from our sponsors, ourselves.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Sunday, October 6, 2024, and I've been on the air over 30 years, and I want all of you watching and listening to know that this is one of the most important messages in the history of the InfoWar that I've ever relayed to you. First off, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of you for your commitment to freedom. If it wasn't for Americans and people around the world just like you that have been researching the globalist system and the New World Order plan and resisting it, we would have already lost the planet to these technocrats whose end game is at least an 80% depopulation of humans on this earth. Thanks to your work and your support of broadcasts and operations like mine, humanity has more than a fighting chance to defeat their operations. If I would have told you 5 years ago that Elon Musk would sound exactly like me and be reaching 500 to a billion people a day, you wouldn't have believed it, and neither would have I. But if you sit back and look at the world, everything I've talked about for 30 years is now the world we live in. And that's why the globalists want us off air, because of the incredible credibility of the broadcast and the fact that it gets more and more popular despite the establishment demonizing it and attacking it. Now, again, this is a lot bigger than just me. But if you understand why the technocrats hate InfoWars so much, you will understand how to beat them. You see, we have their number, you and I. Just like if you look at the Star Wars franchise, the first one, Episode 4, they have the Death Star plans. The Empire's worried, and they should have been worried, because when people took action with those plans, they blew up the Death Star. That's the point we've gotten to. We have the Death Star plans. The Death Star is orbiting the planet, cleared to fire, but we, the people, are engaging it at point-blank range. And not in a physical war, but in a war of ideas. So I wrote some notes here that I want to go over, because it's very important in my view, and I think you agree with me, at this critical juncture in history with only 29 days to the election, most important election hands down in world history, not just American history, to really look at the choices we have, the different roads we can go down at this crossroads that we are now at. Because very soon, we will pass the event horizon, or the point of no return. It's not hyperbole, it's not hype, to say that we're living in the most important time in human history. The very destiny of our species is being decided by us and by our actions right now. It cannot be overstated how right folks in the liberty movement, not just myself, have been for 60, 70 years. When I was 15, 16, 17 years old, I read books written by Anthony Sutton and G. Edward Griffin and people even before them that laid out the private central bank's plan for America and the world. And they were going off the source documents of these big corporations. Anthony Sutton was the chief archivist of the U.S. Senate. I was able to talk to him before he died. And he saw the classified documents, how a multinational banking cartel had actually financed the communists in Russia, China, and the Nazis. It wasn't that they controlled them completely, but they were building them up to be a tyrannical opposition, so the West would have to build up a large military-industrial complex to counter it, and in the process, we would lose our freedoms as well. And the reason I mention that is, if the public learns how these games work, and they learn who controls BlackRock, the big private central banks that are owned by just a few families, and if you understand their anti-human agenda, and how they see us as like cockroaches that got into the pantry, that are taking up their resources, then you understand why they're so ruthless. They believe that we are an infestation, a disease, that we're in the way of this future world they want to build. And they don't want to give us access to all the incredible technologies that the common people have actually developed, where the real geniuses come from. The life extension technologies, the free energy systems, and so much more. So they are working, the globalists, diligently to create a new dark age for the general public, to dumb us down, to deny us access to these incredible technological wonders in the process of preparing us for physical depopulation and death. So I now want to talk about the position InfoWars is in today, and the fact that not just InfoWars, but my ability to continue to speak to the public is now in your hands. I've heard this tens of thousands of times in the last 30 years. People always say, the left doesn't care about us. The elites don't care about us. Bill Gates doesn't care about us. FEMA doesn't care about us. No, they do care about you. They want to kill you. They hate you. And I'm just now seeing the general public and prominent people like Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, who I know all of them, are really starting to get just how diabolical this is. And that's why Elon Musk and I last year coined the term or the slogan, the maxim, Team Humanity versus Team Death Cult. Because we can't just oppose the death cult. We've got to define what we stand for. And it's because the establishment sees InfoWars, and they've written about this and done countless news programs about it, and they've had congressional hearings about me. They have tracked back to InfoWars over the last 30 years with our films and my shows and our reports and our activism that 9 times out of 10, for the first 25 years of my operation, it was us, our listeners, our crew, our reporters, our guests, our films that triggered the chain reaction of mass awakening. The good news is freedom and the understanding of this tyranny has become so great now, it's almost ubiquitous. It's becoming commonplace that now 80% of the time, I am not the one or my crew are not the ones breaking the original big story, crippling New World Order operations. I've always said I want to become obsolete, and I'm far from obsolete, but it's a very exciting time knowing the globalist plan, knowing that everybody else is covering all these side issues and political cul-de-sacs and rabbit trails, but that we have been over the target. Now, that said, if they're able to shut us down, the Democratic Party, the FBI, the CIA are on record. They've even testified to this. They're proud of it. They're not hiding it now. The mask is off. They're going to use the tactics that have been perfected and tested on me and beta tested on everybody else, right down to the general public with their social credit score, where if you're not a good little New World Order globalist and follow all their ever-changing, expanding, more draconian edicts, then you yourself will be persecuted, censored, debanked, bankrupted, and even put in prison. And they think that that intimidation by trying to destroy me and others will intimidate you. They've misjudged you. I bet on you. I bet that most of humanity was like me and that you were just asleep. And that once you discovered the tyranny and the intimidation, the bullying, that it wouldn't make you run for the hills in fear, but that it would trigger you like I was triggered to stand up and fight back. And you know what? My instinctive bet on you has been proven absolutely correct. Another fallacy I hear a lot is that the New World Order does all this. The top banks do this for money. They issue and control the money. They get people to do bad things for money that are compartmentalized and in most cases don't even know what they're doing, like the doctors and nurses and medical systems pushing poison shots and lying about their efficacy and then covering up the massive damage caused by them. No, from the top to the bottom, globalist operatives know they're going for full control. This death cult wants absolute power. And now that brings the subject to where InfoWars and myself are right now. Without spending an hour on the history of it, most of you now know it. We've done a good job. You've done a good job getting the truth out. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, they've all exposed the truth. That's really helped because they recognize if they can destroy me as a populist image and shut me down and then steal my identity and build these straw men of what Alex Jones really stands for, to then use the facsimile of Alex Jones to demonize the rest of the liberty movement, the globalists could win. But folks now understand that the enemy has tried to basically steal my identity and then create a false Alex Jones in an attempt to demonize the populist pro-human movement, and that's backfired. So more and more people are now rallying to InfoWars because it's a lot bigger than just me individually. It's about that image of the populist man, the populist woman, the populist individual standing up for what's right in the face of the system as a real maverick, as a real trailblazer, as a real rebel, and having victory. So to recap the history, they needed to get Trump. The Democrats openly said, we will say that Alex is Trump's brain and right-hand man, which I wasn't. And then they'll demonize Alex Jones and then use that to demonize Trump. And then Hillary, you know, said that I was Trump's brain. We've got to get Alex Jones. Then they looked at my whole history and there wasn't really anything that they could say was bad. So they exaggerated what I said and did with Sandy Hook, attributed what everybody else said and did to me, had judges default me, had show trials, had $1.5 billion judgment to try to scare and intimidate everybody else. And then now I've been in the process for years trying to shut down InfoWars And we're coming down to the final days of their quest here in just the next few weeks on November 13th. And there's been some new developments where the Democrats out of Connecticut and Senator Blumenthal's office and operation are trying to begin the shutdown actually on October 17th is the hearing, and the shutdown would be on the 18th. And again, they don't want money. I tried to settle for them for more money than I ever personally made over the next 10 years. And they finally said in the news, we don't want money from you. We want you closed. We want you liquidated. And then they still, because I'm non-dischargeable debt, want to chase me around, stopping me from going on the air for the rest of my life. Does that sound American to you? No, that violates the 13th Amendment against indentured servitude and slavery. So we're a major figurehead, like a Roman standard or capture the flag that the bad guys want to take off the air to intimidate others and to set the precedent to be able to go after everybody else. That's why I need funds for legal defense, because what they're doing is unconstitutional and outrageous. But if I don't put on a major defense, they will be able to shut us down and will be able to continue to try to shut me down in the future. And then they'll be able to do it with you. That's why we've launched RealAlexJones.com. When you go to RealAlexJones.com, it takes you to Give, Send, Go and a legal and expenses site so that I can fight these legal battles and keep the operation, whether InfoWars survives or not, on the air. Think of the historical times we're in. Think about the opportunity you have to actually back an organization that the globalists hate above every other media organization in the world. Trump is the only person more attacked, more demonized than yours truly. And that's because they fear him as well, because they've got to get through Trump to be able to get to you. And the same goes for InfoWars. So I want to thank from the bottom of my heart everyone that has donated. And as I said, it's been the honor of my life in 30 years to work with all these great researchers and authors and investigative journalists and whistleblowers and the listeners and the viewers and all the information you've shared with us. We really are a family of people of every race, color, and creed who love God and love justice, who have been through an incredible adventure and saga together. And when I look back at all the persecution and attacks, it's like that great Frank Sinatra My Way song, where he talks about looking back on all of it, and it just makes him laugh and it makes him cry, because even the terrible things that happened are now sweet memories, because that we persevered and we fought through it. Even though sometimes we didn't win the particular fight, we won because we kept our integrity. And so that's why the enemy wants us shut down, because we are the symbol and the image of what they fear most. People that have integrity and strength, and people that are like our ancestors that went through incredible struggles to bequeath to us and to enshrine the basic freedoms we have today. We sell a t-shirt at thealexjonesstore.com that says, we are not descended from cowardly men. We are not descended from people that would bend over and roll over. And that's why the globalists hate America so much, because they fear who we come from. And they know, like a fire that looks like it's extinguished still has big coals in it. And if you just get some little pieces of kindling and put it on that coal and blow on it, it ignites into flame. And they know that tyranny is the wind that stirs up the brush fires that Thomas Jefferson talked about in the minds of men and women that will destroy these tyrants. They can't believe how much they've already gotten away with. And now the world is waking up to them. And they think if they can bend the tip of the spear, they think if they can punish and prosecute Trump's biggest supporters like myself and Elon, that all the rest of you will see that and that you will cower in fear because they have misjudged you. So I humbly ask you from the bottom of my heart to think about all the incredible things InfoWars and our team together have done over the years. We exposed 9/11. We exposed Bohemian Grove. We've exposed the poison shots. We've exposed the open borders and the human trafficking. We exposed Jeffrey Epstein first and the sex blackmail operations. We've been anti-war for my full 30 years on air. We've been instrumental exposing the Bilderberg Group, The list goes on and on and on. Secret DNA databases. When your child is born, they prick their heel and claim it's for a blood test for blood diseases, but it really goes in a DNA database. I broke that. Myself and my crew have broken thousands of major stories, hundreds of top game-changing stories. Hillary credits InfoWars for pushing Trump over the top in 2016. Well, that isn't credit to me. That is credit to all of you. But I don't just want you to support us and keep us on air and share our articles and reports and pray for us because of past work we did. No, I want you to keep me in the fight because whatever happens to InfoWars, I don't want to just survive. I want to expand and get more reporters and crew and be on air 24 hours a day, not just 10, 12 hours a day. I want to thrive in the face of tyranny. I want to roll them back. We're so close. I want to defeat them. I see a common comment on InfoWars.com and on X and other places saying, hey, Jones, because of X, you can just do your show from a home studio. You don't need the reporters. You don't need the crew. It doesn't matter if they shut you down. They could kill Elon Musk at any time. I hope they don't. They could use the federal government, which they're talking about doing, or other governments that are criminally coming after Musk, shut him down. We've got Musk, X, we've got Rumble, we've got a few other big platforms, but not many that actually have a news division that is hardcore like we are. So we need reporters. We need news sites. We need investigative units like O'Keefe does and like Steven Crowder. We've done a lot of that work over the years, but I want to do more of it because it moves the needle towards freedom. It's so game-changing. InfoWars' best work isn't behind us. My best work isn't in the past. Man, I know more now than I ever did, and I'm getting more focused and more determined and making more connections every day. So, yes, my mission has always been to defeat the globalist and make my work obsolete because everybody wakes up and we're starting to get there, but we're a long way from victory. So please go to therealalexjones.com and make a donation. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and get a fundraising t-shirt or ball cap and now great supplements because it takes money to fight these monsters and they are so angry. They are so frustrated. They boil with hate on the news. The Democrat Party lawyers and say, don't send him money. Don't keep him on the air. They said 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, because they don't want the operation. They don't want money. They want to close it. And the fact that you've held them off this long is beautiful. You have kept me in the fight. That's why people on the street or people call in or people on X thank me. I say, please stop thanking me. I want to thank you because together we have done this. If you really want to thank me, then help me win. Continue to share our reports. Continue to re-upload our videos. Continue to pray for us and back us financially because it takes money to win a war. All of the basic freedoms we have that God gave us are only in force now because our forebears enforced them. They didn't give us those freedoms. God did, but they paid for them in blood to ensure we got them. Yeah, God gives you and your wife a child, but if you don't feed them and take care of them, they die. And it's the same thing. God gave us the freedoms. God gave us the free will, but we have to defend it. Just like if your parents give you a house, well, if you leave the windows open and don't fix the roof and don't fix the wiring, it's going to burn down. It's going to blow away. It's the same thing. So donating to InfoWars, donating to trying to keep us on the air is great, but it may be shut down in just a few weeks. But if you support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, and if you support our legal defense fund and operation fund at realalexjones.com, you ensure one way or another my fight against the tyrants continues. And that's why, again, ask you to count the cost and be part of history and realize it's an opportunity to donate to this ongoing operation. It is a chance for you to literally join metaphysically and historically and spiritually with your forebears and others that defended all the freedoms that we enjoy today that are under such unprecedented, incredible threat. Regardless, I'm going to continue to fight on. And I just want to say it again. It has been the honor of my life to work with all of you, to talk to all of you, to see the work that so many countless great people are doing on the ground and in government and in corporations and in academia and in the information war to take on these globalists, and to see us turning the tide and to know that we have the initiative is so exciting. Most people that fight tyranny in history never get to see victory in their lifetimes, but they still do it because they know it's right. We're beginning to see victory right now, but it's paradoxical. That means our enemies are going to push that much harder and are desperate. And that's what makes the situation so existential, so hyper urgent. In closing, it has been such a blessing to be associated with the fighters, to be associated with the people that aren't under the New World Order satanic spell. It is really incredible to be involved in all of this and to be right in the heart of it. And I just think about the fact that if it wasn't for you supporting InfoWars over the years, humanity would not be as awake as we are today. I mean, we really have together had incredible successes, and all glory goes to God. So I wanted to just read to you a few of the comments at realalexjones.com on Give, Send, Go. And there's thousands of them. I suggest you read some of these comments for yourself. And I just want to, again, thank these folks, because listeners and viewers are really the heart of the awakened people. And then that smaller percent that actually support financially are the elite of the elite. So I just want to, again, thank all of you that did donate and are donating for keeping me in the fight and keeping us involved in this mission, because that is my driving force. That is my North Star. That is my heart. That is my soul. And I just, it's like worse than dying to let the enemy silence my operation. And so that's why I'm so thankful to all of you. And I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. D.B. Cooper said, Alex, some of our forefathers lost everything. This is documented in our history. You are in a fight that too many Americans cannot comprehend because they do not know history. I do understand, but I never thought in my lifetime that I would see modern day fight like yours. Please keep you and your family safe. D.B. Cooper, thank you so much. Absolutely. We're a compendium of the past, the present, and the future. And if we don't realize history's happening now, we will repeat it to devastating consequences. Karma, who gave $4,000, our biggest donor, and I thank you, said, whoever relies on the Tao in governing men doesn't try to force issues or defeat by force of arms. For every force, there is a counterforce. Violence, even when well-intentioned, always rebounds upon itself. Tao Te Ching. Verse 30, defy the laws of God and the universe at your peril. Here's another anonymous user, a heart, another anonymous giver. Fight, fight, fight. A friend says, Alex, go, baby, go. Well, you're the reason we're going. So, yes, thank you. Continuing here, from anonymous giver, $1,000. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. And that's why evildoers hate it, because they want to operate in darkness. Great point. Pastor Gary says, Alex, did you ever do due diligence in determining whether any of these...
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, 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 that's how we fight. in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the people. And I am so proud to have been working with all of you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves to the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.